We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we're starting the second line from the top, Tanan Hasam. We continue the sugya of beer. But now we're going into just Klolis, like a general rules about beer. Tanan Hasam, look at the Mishnah. Sholosh Arotzais LeBeer. There are three regions in Eretz Yisrael for Zman beer. That means these regions go separately. In each region, if the cucumbers are finished in Yehuda, then the whole Yehuda can eat cucumbers. But the Gaul is still cooked. Every region is separate. Shalosh Rotzes is Labir. Yehuda, Ve'ever Hayarden, Ve'gol. The three regions. Ve'shalosh Rotzes B'chalach Zvachas. And each region has three Rotzes in there. Ve'lam, Frank, the Gemara, Ve'lam Amru, Shalosh Rotzes Labir. Frank, either Mishnah asks this or the Gemara asks, Ve'lam Amru, Shalosh Rotzes Labir. What's it Negeya, the three Rotzes Labir, so there's nine. Like, why say three? What's going on? Three or nine? So the Mishnah explains, or the Gemara explains, so you the Chiddush is like this, that in Yehuda, even though there are three different areas in the region Yehuda, they allow to eat cucumbers in every region until all three regions don't have cucumbers. Because even though, I'm explaining what the Gemara says later on, that even though, let's say in two of the regions they don't eat, but the Chayas, they go the whole Yehuda. They spread around the whole Yehuda to eat their thing. So Chay doesn't have his cucumbers here, go to a different part of Yehuda. But they don't go to Gaul to eat. That they don't do already. Therefore, each region has the same thing because they don't go to Gaul. Or to Eva Yardin. So, not immediately. How do we know? 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 How do we that on Shvius, for the behemoths and the chayas, they have everything they want to eat, they can eat. And make a drasha. Kozman shechaya chels min asada, kozman the wild animals eat in the soda, hachel le behemoth shebayis. You could feed the behemoths in your house, which means domesticated behemoths. Behemoths are behemoths that you have in your pens, in your barns. That's behemoths. Chayas are the animals that the foxes and the deer, all the things that are out in the open, those are called the chayas. So kozman the chayas have what to eat, then you could feed your cows on your property, which means, and yourself. Kol chayas shebasada, if the chayas don't have any more food to eat in the soda in the fields, you gotta get rid of the stuff from your house. This calls man beer. You have to mafker the extra produce from your house. Vigamiri, and we have a Kabbalah, the Ein Chayish of Yehuda Gdela Perish of a Gol, which the way Rashi explains is that the Chayish of Yehuda does not go looking for food in Gol. He doesn't like the food in Gol, he doesn't go there. He only goes around Yehuda, only around this region. Therefore, Kala food in Yehuda, there's no more food left in Yehuda. That's it. It's man beer. Even though there is food in Gaul, and chayes in Gaul, they lag perish Yehuda, and chayes in Gaul don't nourish from perish in Yehuda because they don't cross. It's not pshat. They don't cross the border. It's not pshat the food there they wouldn't be able to eat. It means that they don't go that far. They only stay around their own region. Zot the Gemara Vayta. Tanu Rabbana. Perish shiyotzu me'eretz Yisrael lechutz la'aretz. So halacha is zman beer. Zman beer means, so the way Rashi sounds like zman beer, it sounds like you have to be mafker it and destroy it. You have to let behemoths trample on it. But Tosfos Der Maskil Masparim argues on this, and he says zman beer just means I can't store more than three meals in my house. Like I got to be mafker it. And a lot of Rishonim say Rashi agrees to that. Rashi did not mean to destroy it. Rashi just meant the ikkar word Rashi was the hefker part of it. So it means you have to be mafker. Paris, so what happens if you took the Paris married the Shul and you went to Chutz Laaretz and either you did it by mistake or for whatever reason you brought the Shvius from Eretz Yisrael, the Shemitah produce from Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laaretz. So the Shroigim, the Gei Shroigim, Nafak married Yisrael Chutz Laaretz. Paris, Yosem married Yisrael Chutz Laaretz. Mesparim b'chol mokim shehem. You could be mevarit, mafkerit. Wherever you are, you're at a very tall, you're in a Mitzrayim, you're in Egypt, you just mafkir right there. Rav Shimon Lozaimer, Yachzul Mekoy Mizbari. You gotta bring it back to Eretz Yisrael and be Mevarid. The Pasuk says, V'lehem tucha v'chai asher ba'artzecho tia kol tuas olechos. Mashma has to be dafka, Mizvan Bir is dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Break the Gemara, how can you use this Pasuk for that? Ha'afikto, we used it for the drasha before. We had a lacha before that every region has own din, and just because you have Paris in another region doesn't mean you're allowed to eat Paris in this region. How do you know that? We don't know from the word Artzicha. that it has to be available in your land, not in someone else's land. So we use that possibility. How can you use it now that you have to go back to Eretz Yisrael, to Mivar? So the Gemara, in the word Aretzecha, there's two drashas. Karubei Ba'aretz, Ba'aretzecha. First of all, the extra word Ba'aretz, and that teaches us that it goes past your region. And then there's another Ba'aretzecha that you have to bring it back to Dubir. Inami Ma'asher Ba'aretzecha, the extra word Asher. Either way, Rav Shimon Bar Elazar has a drasha, they got to bring back your parents. So it's B'chagas Tanakama, Rav Shimon Bar Elazar, the Gavis Man Beer. So it can be Negei Asrigim. When you want to get finished with your Asrig, and you want to be Mevarit, you have to Mafgir, it could be you have to bring it back to Asrigim to Mevarit. It could be this is telling that, but it's not going to Lachal Maisar Asrigim, but this is the Shaila. You have to bring it back to Asrigim to be Mevarit. To get rid of it, to Mafgir. Zogtin Gemar. A story. Rav Safra Nofak married Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Rav Safra went out married Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. He brought out the Paris. And Tosfos speaks about it. Really, it's really awesome, really, to bring the Paris Shvius from Eretz Yisrael. So he says that either we're talking about taking it, they're taking it out L'Schayra, that there's a certain type of Schayra that's Mutter, with Paris Shvius, or was B'Shoigig, whatever the story was, by mistake. He brought out Paris from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Rav Safra Nofak from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Hava Bahadei Garva de Chamer de Shvius. He had a barrel of wine of Shemitah. Lavu Bahadei Rav Huna Breid Rav Ikar of Kana. With him were two Tamidim of Rav Avo. One was named Rav Huna Breid Rav Ikar, and all of Amir's name was Rav Kana. Amalahu, and now came his man beer. You know what to do now. He has his barrel of wine. He gives you mafkir right here, or he has to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael. What you do? You know what you do? It's a big barrel. It's not easy. So he asked the Ravo, he asked the two Talmidim Ravo, Ikel Shomid Leminei Ravo, did you ever hear from Ravo if Allah Rav Shimon Elazar or Eloi? Rav Shimon Elazar holds you have to bring it back. Did you ever hear if he passed Rav Shimon Elazar or not? Omri Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Hachim Ravo Halacha Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Kahana said over, the Ravo said, we pass him like Rav Shimon Elazar. Omri Rav Huna Breid Rav Ika, Hachim Ravo, no. Rav always said the opposite. Ain't Allah Hashem Elazar. So now what do you do? You have one Talmud says this way, and Talmud this way. So you want to go to Kulam Mustama. You don't want to bring it back. So what do you do? So that the Kachav on Rav Safra, Nekoit Hai Klolo de Rav Huna B'yodech. We go like Rav Huna. The Dayik V'gomar Shmaitza Pumi de Rabbi. He's very precise when he says over and he learns the Shmaitza from his Rabbi. Like Rashi says, when he learned the Shmaitza, he said it over a bunch of times. He made sure he got 100% right. He said it over. He didn't space out. He said everyone. And he learned every single one. He learned it over. And just like Rechava the Pumpadisa, Domer Rechava, just like Rechava also was very medactic. Domer Rechava and Rabbi Yehuda, Harabai is Stav Kofal Hoya, Stav Afnim is Stav. That the Harabai is had benches, double benches around and around. And what's the dictic of this? Rashi's dictic is, he says Rebbe Yehuda. Because it was a suffix, which who was? It was Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya? The word Rabbi Yehuda encompasses both of those names, and therefore he said Rabbi Yehuda. It's medactic. In other Masechtas, Rashi has different pshat, some do the word stav. He used the Aramaic word stav, which was the word of the Tana. So he sees very medactic to say the word, even though that wasn't like the going word then, it's really itztava. But he used the word stav because he was very medactic and said exactly the way it is. Akaponim, so he's saying, Rav Safra said that Rav Huna always medactic like Rechava. Karila. So because that's our kind of stories. What did Rav Safra do? He was Mekel, right? Rav Safra made it did a kula. He was Mekel. Because he said Rav Huna is more medactic. So Karila Rav Yosef, Yosef said on him, he said like a melitza. Melitza means like, you know, you take a pasuk and you say it means like, you know, that's what he's trying to do. It says in the pasuk, Ami be'itza yishol makli agla. The pasuk is the people who do kishuf. They say that makel, the stick, will tell him what to do. But he dashed like this. Kol ha-mekel loy magaloy. Whoever's being makel, he'll tell me, you know, we'll go like the makel. Like, you know, some people like the makel, but chashom say Rav Saf like that. But he's saying that's a pasuk, you know, they always like the makel. They like the makel pshat, and that's how they go. Zog tigmar avayte. Yeah. Rav Eloy, the maise. Rav Eloy caught kefenaisa the shvius. Rav Eloy needed wood. He needed wood for his shed, and he cut the dekel tree down. And even though the dates on it weren't, they didn't finish growing. They weren't finished. Now halacha is that on shmita you're not allowed to destroy fruit on shmita. So it's issa loy lehefsi. You can't destroy fruit on shmita. Here he cut down the branches and didn't let those kofnias grow. Rav Loi cuts. The Gemara at the end will say Abshah, but the Gemara thought right now. Rav Loi cuts kafnais of the Shvius. He cut these young dates, and he cut the tree, even though the young dates stole the tree. He cut off branches. He needed the branches for wood. Break the Gemara. Hey, how can I do that? La akla makwana will have said. Shmita food, fruit is made to eat, not for hefset. Maybe it's only when it reaches the level of peri. But maybe if it didn't reach the level of peri, then I could destroy it because it's not peris yet. But it's not true because I'll show you that even a kafdiyos, which is a small, tiny date, is called a peri ready. The shells of arla. Asiri, also for Arlo. Why? I hope it's a shomer l'peri. Since they are a shomer for the peri. Now, if a shomer l'peri emes hava, when does a peri have a shomer? We get peris when they're finished growing, there's no shomer around it. When does a shomer have it? But kufi, when they're very small, a lot of times peris grow with a shell, and then as it gets bigger, the shell pops off. V'kakara l'peri, we call it a shomer l'peri. So you see, even when something small has a shame peri on it. So that's the kasha over here. The kasha is, how could we say pshat over here? He knocked down the tree, it's called, it's still a kafni. The kafni is not called a peri, even when it's small, it's called a peri. So tomorrow, Nachman, the Omer Krav Yesi. Rav Nachman says, like Rav Nachman said, it's not a peri. Forget it. Rav Nachman said that the tachli, the arla, is called a peri. He's going to Krav Yesi. We're going to our bottom. Rav Nachman, Krav Yesi. The Tanan Resi Eimer, smother a small grape, oster peshu peri. A small grape is oster because it has a din peri. It's talking about arla there. It has an ister arla on a tiny grape. Why? Because it's din peri. Well, pli rabbanan la'an, we know rabbanan agur rabbi yasi. So we are going to rabbanan to hold that a small peri is not called a peri, and therefore we have pshat why he knocked down that tree. Maskvla of shumin and manadoi. When we pli rabbanan la'an rabbi yasi, rabbanan don't agur rabbi yasi b'shar ilanis. They only argue by grapes, not by other ilanis. And here we're talking about a kafnaisa was dates, was different peri. And the only time you find Rabban Agur Rabbi Yasi is only by grapes, not by shar ilanis. What's the raya? But now we're into the Mishnah. Me'imis ayin koitzis lanis b'shvias. When are you not allowed to cut down trees on shvias? Which means, when is it a hefsid when you cut down a tree on shvias? When is it called peris enough to call a hefsid? B'sham yomrim kol ilanis b'shiretziu. Any ilanis, they start growing peris, a little bit the bud comes out, you already cannot knock down the tree. We still don't know. It depends which type of fruit or vegetable. A charuvim, the boxer, mishir shashu. When it starts looking like a chain, when it looks like a chain of boxer, that's when it's already called a pri. Vagafanim, when it's grapes, mishir yigru, mishir agri. It's a little bigger than a smadar. It's a little bigger grape. It's like the size of a small bean. Vazesim, mishir nitzu, and olives when they get a little like a leaf out of it. When it comes out, it already has a shame peri like Abishvias. All other things, including dates. V'omrav Asi, and how do we know Yagriu will be according to Rabbanan, not according to Rav Yaisi? Because V'omrav Asi, who Baiser, who Geruah, who pull a lavan? Baiser and Yagriu are the same thing. Baiser is bigger than a smadar. And who pull a lavan? Frank Gemara, pull a lavan, you think it's a bean? No. Elam Shiuruk pull a lavan. It looks like a small bean. Now, Uman Shamale Dama Baiser in Smadaloi. Who's the one who says it has to be Baiser to call a peri? Which means Mishiagriu is Baiser. Who's that Madiyam of this Mishnah? It's the Rabbanon. Because Rabbi Yasi already has Smadar's call a peri. It's Rabbanon. Viktani, Shar Kal Hailan Shiatsu. It says here Gabi Shvias. Once a little bud comes out, you're not cut it down. So it's back Shver. How could Rabbi Loi cut down these trees for the even though it had Kafnaisa, had small dates? You can't say we're going to Rabbanon. Rabbanon agree by a date tree when it comes out. It's already also, it's called a peri, it's also to cut down. Don't tell me because the augur is a augur is we got to be grapes. Now they got to be other peris. So Marcel Rabbi Loi, the Neschini cuts. He cut down a certain tree called a Neschini, which is a male deckle tree. And there, the this is the biggest it gets. It only gets this big. It gets very small. The dates are very small. They never get bigger. When he cut down the tree, that was it. The dates weren't growing bigger. How do you make those dates ripen? You put them into these baskets and they ripen by itself. See here, when he cut down the tree, he did not destroy the dates. The dates were still going to ripen because dates don't grow bigger than this. That's Pshat Rav Loi. Of course Rav Loi did not destroy, he now destroyed food. He now on Shvias. He did not destroy the food. These kafnisa were still going to grow further.